Okay, today's Mishnah Berurah is Siman Mem. We're continuing with Sif Gimel. The general halachas we've been learning about is the proper respect and not to treat the tefillin in any denigrating manner. So we now continue with Gimel. Afilu haniach bekli toch kli osul hanicham tachas mar gulosav. Even if it's in two coverings, two kelim, you still can't put it underneath your feet when you're going to sleep. V'chein osul hanicham tachas mar'ashosav. Kineged roisho afilu bichli tochli vafilu ein ishto imo. So similarly, you can't put your tefillin under your head when you're sleeping, in even if they're one kli inside of another one vafilu, and even if your wife is not with you aval shelo kineged roisho. But if it's not necessarily under your head, im ein ishto imo mutter, and your wife's not with you in bed, we'll see what that means exactly. It means not to have, you're not planning on having relations, then that's mutter. Ve'im ishto imo tzarach kli b'toch kli. But if one's wife is with him in the bed, then he has to put the tefillin kli b'toch kli. Mishnah Berurah speaks out in Sifkat and Tes, Keneged Rosho, Shehu gam kein derech bizoyan. It's also considered disrespectful to put the tefillin underneath your head. But if it's not necessarily under your head, then your wife's not with you, that's okay, says the Sifkat in Yud, Mishnah Berurah, Mutter, Afilu Shelo Bekli Klal. Even if they're not covered at all, it's not going to roll to the sides. Kigon, for example, shemanichan bein kar l'tachton l'kar shetachas rosho shlo k'neged rosho. So you have like two pillows. Your head's on the top pillow. You put the tefillin in between, and then another pillow underneath that. That's okay. He says that if your wife is with you, then you have to do it kli b'toch kli, in Yud Aleph, dehainu shemanichim b'toch kli o kis hamyuchad lehen tachas hakar. You have to put it into a special container that's used for holding the tefillin underneath the pillow. Dakar mikri kli, sheni, and the pillow itself is considered the second. O sheyenichain b'li kli klal tachas shnei karin, or you can put without anything underneath the two pillows. And you're not allowed to put it underneath your head, even if it's two kelim, if your wife is with you, because it shouldn't get stolen, the rodents shouldn't come and take it away. So if you have a different place to put it, you shouldn't put it by the bed at all. If you have like some sort of cleft or some sort of like little shelf or something like that that's above the bed, above three tefachim, then that would be the best place to put it. Okay, Dalid ishto imo b'mita ein roitz l'shamish mikre ein ishto imo. Now, continuing with the last halacha, that if your wife is with you but you're not having any intention of having relations, so that's called is halachically like your wife is not with you. In Mishnah Berurah Yud Beis mikre taz oser lihios ishto imo b'mita ad shenich tefillin kli toch kli. The taz argues, says no, even if your wife is with you, it doesn't matter what your intentions are, it still has to be double covered. Shema yishkach v'shamish. Okay, you know, your purpose might forget. Human nature might change his mind. Okay, he wants to then have tashmish. V'chein mashman bir hagro and be'eli rabba. So therefore, he's machmer and has to have both. In halacha hey, lahanichan b'mita k'neged sido dinan k'tachas meragosav. So to put it on the side, meaning, you know, the side of your body, that's considered like you put it underneath your feet. Mishnah Berurah in Yud Gimel says, shepa'amim mishafich b'mita v'yishkav lehim. Person turns over in the course of a night's sleep, and you could accidentally lie on top of your tefillin. Right? And that's a bizoyim. Okay, now an important halacha that's not very well known. Safsalim shebeis haknesses. You have benches in a shul. Shetachas hasafsalim yesh teva lehatzniya sham talas tefillin. They have like a box, a storage place underneath the bench. Yeshom to also leishev al hasafsalim v'yesh matirin. Some say you can't sit on the bench, some say you can. Aval sheyesh chalal tefach b'teva ponoi. But you have a space of a tefach between the bench and the storage area. Mutter vade leishev al hasafsalim. You're allowed to sit on the benches. Ubal nefesh, but a person who wants to be strict upon himself, roy lo lahachmir shelo b'mokom hadchak gam bazeh. If you not totally need to, you shouldn't sit there. Ki tefillin yesh li zohar b'kedushosan me'od. You have to be very careful with the kedusha of tefillin. V'im kavu b'masmarim lakoisel. If they're like attached by nails into a wall, mutleishiv al hasafsal. Then you're allowed to sit on the bench. But this is an important halacha that people don't realize. You're not allowed to sit on the same level where the tefillin are, or even where the sforim are. But unfortunately, people are not aware of this halacha. Vav shachach v'shimesh mitoso b'tefillin. Lo yechoz lo bebatin v'lo bertzuos al ad sheyitol yodav. So in those days, then there used to be wearing their tefillin all day long. A person could forget, be wearing his tefillin, and have relations. So if you can't now touch the batim of the tefillin or the straps of the tefillin, mipnei shahayadayim askanio saying v'shem enogu b'makom mit hatinofes. It probably touched an unclean place during the action. So therefore, you can't touch them now. So Mishnah Brura in Yudalad ad shiito yodav, you have to wash for acher kach, and afterwards you chalt, and then you take them off ad shikanach akeri, and you wipe off the keri that's on the body. Kamosha kosev sif zayins. Now we continue zayin. Yashin behen v'ral keri, a person had an emission while sleeping while wearing his tefillin. Lo yechos bebatim el yechos beritzuos umesir osam. So you shouldn't touch the batim, you should touch the ritzuos and take them off. Haga ad shikanach akeri lemay all of yitol yodav, and then you wipe off the carry and you wash your hands. So why? What's the difference? The Mishnah Berurah speaks out why there's a difference between tashmish versus having a seminal emission. Intense vav eliyachos divazeh lo chashinin kol kach shemen nogu b'malkom hatinofes. Person was sleeping, so we're not necessarily sure the hands touched a place that was unclean. Lekach, and therefore, because that concern doesn't exist, heki lechos b'ritzua l'hasira kidei shlo l'hashos tefillin al atzmo ba'oid shehu metunof bekeri. So therefore, we have a leniency that we allow you to take off the tefillin, just holding, touching the ritzuos, until you can clean yourself off. Yito yodani washes, says the Ramah. Aval acher kach, he's allowed to put his tefillin on afterwards, even though he's in a state of tumah. Okay, sif ches hanichnas lesudas keva. A person is going to sit down, have a set established meal. Chotzin manichim al hashulchan. You take off your tefillin, you put them right there on the table. Ad zman bracha v'chayzru manichan. And after you're getting ready to bench, then you put on the tefillin and you put back on the tefillin. Aval achilas arai, but something like a snack ain't sarach lechaltsin. You don't have to take off your tefillin in order to have a snack while wearing them. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Yud Zayin Choltzin, you take them off. So maybe you're going to have some wine to drink during the meal, and you won't be able to conduct yourself with the necessary seriousness that's required while wearing tefillin. Yud Ches al Hashulchan, you place them right there on the table. Kadei shiyu muzumanim lo lachzor lahanichan b'shas habracha. So they're right there that you can put them on when it's time now to bench. Yud Ches aval, but a snack is allowed. B'sefer Shulchan Shlomo mistapik de'efshir de'zehu davka mishemanichan kol hayom. Maybe this was only the people who were wearing the tefillin all day long. So what? You're going to the whole day without snacking? No, so you don't take your tefillin off for that. Aval lo mishedarka lehaniach b'shas kriyas shema tefillin. But not for us. We just put them on by davening. So for us, he's a suffolk. This the Shulchan Shlomo. Maybe you wouldn't have a heter of having a snack while wearing a tefillin. However, the Achronim point out, Yoshev says, Tovel of Bracha. If a person's machmir on themselves, Mikir Adin, you probably could have a snack while wearing them, but it's better not to. Certainly, if we're wearing it for a limited amount of time, one could wait until they take off their tefillin and then go ahead and eat something. Arai, last one, Chaf. Nira de Shira Chilas Arai Hu Kabetza, right? Oh, in Yonah de Yoma. So the amount that one has is the amount of a Beitza, Kedin, Sukkah, Besimin, Tuf, Reish, Lamentes, Yuyun Sham, Mat Yehuda. So that's the same halachas as to what's allowed to eat outside of a Sukkah would be the same amount of food that one would be allowed to eat while as a snack while wearing tefillin.